I'm Jason Brown with New Hope Bishop, and here is your faith for today. Well, my wife and I are passionate about rock counting, and recently we discovered a fantastic spot with agate. I found a fairly large rock and wondered what I could do with it. I pondered for a while, examined it closely, and then decided to take it home, and I used a table saw. I began cutting and shaping the rock, eventually transforming it into a flat piece about an inch by an inch, maybe an inch by an inch and a half, and about a quarter of an inch in thickness. What was once unremarkable rock was now bursting with vibrant reds, fiery orange, some blues and whites. It was absolutely gorgeous. Consider what that rock went through to become such a beautiful piece. I definitely wouldn't have wanted to be that rock. This made me to realize we kind of are the rock. Isaiah 64:8 says, "We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands." Sometimes those really hard weeks that we have are like the potter's hands molding us and shaping our character, strengthening us. Romans 8:29 says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son." That's not going to be an easy process, to be conformed to the image of his son. Thank you, God, for going about molding us and shaping us more gently than I did with cutting and polishing that rock. Well, guys, be blessed this Sunday morning. Be blessed this week. Turn your eyes towards Christ. We aren't doing this alone. We have each other. And more importantly, we have our loving Father. We also have the power of the Holy Spirit to get us through. We have a new song for you today, "When Wind Meets Fire" by Elevation Worship. Thanks for listening to Faith for Today.